This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
You may remember him from Australia's Got Talent. I remember him for his latest single, Love Somebody, which is doing absolutely plenty over at Spotify. 270,000 plays, 6 million plus views on his personal YouTube, 5.5 on his Vevo. Everybody, it's Taylor Henderson.
Hey.
Hello, how you doing?
This is why we've got the young man in here with us, Taylor, to teach old men like me what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is Vevo?
What do you mean, what's Vevo? That's been around
Vevo.
It's been around longer than I've been alive. You should know this one.
It's been around for ages.
It's got anything to do with ice Vevos? I love a biscuit with a bit of coconut on top. No. Okay, I just thought I'd find out
You're showing your age right now.
Well, actually, I wasn't too sure what it was when... I remember when it came out and I you had to put all YouTube clips onto Vevo. It makes you look professional. That's what it does.
We do love a pro here at Joy, don't we? We love a pro.
I come prepared. There's no mucking around here.
Look, you recently posted a 10-year challenge on Instagram showing a massive progress in Taylor. 10 years. If you could have your say now, what do you think Taylor Henderson will be in 10 years' time?
Overweight.
Oh, really?
I am.
You're only 25, so by 35 you'll be fat and useless.
Yeah, pretty much. Career will be done and dusted. I'll be probably working back with Dad. No, I'm really kidding.
It's a big dreamer.
I know. I set my standards really low so that when it comes to 10 years, I can just be really satisfied just with whatever
impressed.
I've chosen. Yeah. I mean, 10 years, far out. I probably should start thinking that far ahead. I just want to still be playing music and performing all over the place. Hopefully be overseas somewhere, so that'd be nice.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So you want to head to America, you think in Europe, where would you like to see yourself?
I probably always want to remain here in Australia, but I think just I want to reach out to some, you know, I guess I've travelled Australia and I've been here for so long.
Yeah.
In terms of career-wise and music-wise, so I'd love to. I've got a great little team now that we're sort of trying to make a new plan. We want to try and get out as far as we can .
We'll reach as many people as possible.
Yeah.
You've got a very devoted fan base. And I was reading through some comments and I do want to read this one. You've just got a massive impact. This is a big comment from a fan. I'll try and skim through it. But I do wish to thank you. I found it exactly when I needed it. And this is in regards to the song Borrow My Heart.
Okay.
I sent it to the girl that I believe I've completely fallen for. She ended up crying to the song and can't stop playing it. I can't stop playing it either. It truly captures the relationship for her and I have. It helped me actually explain how I feel towards her. So thank you so much. I owe you so much.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
Is that good or creepy?
Well, I actually sent that message. I don't know. When it comes to... when I read a lot of messages and sometimes it can be a bit of a minefield when you don't know what you're going to get, but man, there's some really nice stuff in there and that's so nice.
Read your messages?
I do. I'm a bit of a creep, to be honest. I kind of just stalk everyone, which is, kind of what keeps everyone connected, but I go through all the messages and try and get back to as many people as I can.
Really good. I'm hopeless. I don't answer anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You don't engage?
I used to, but I found that...
What happened?
It's like all the things. The one hater out of the 500 good things is the one thing I seem to fixate on and I can't get over it.
Yeah. I thought you'd be pretty good. I thought you'd be pretty, you'd be pretty witty and savage.
Unfortunately, I've been stopped from doing that. I'm not allowed to do that because I've got myself into trouble very early on. Having a few drinks on the lounge and thinking, that'd be funny.
So you haven't been the one messaging me then? Has that been someone else?
Yeah, that was Tom. That was on a private account,
You're not meant to mention that. That was a court order that says that was never to be brought up again. Yeah. Look, when did you realise that your music was having an impact on people?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was... I guess I was... music has always been something that I... I had from an early age. My dad kind of taught me when I was really young. So I don't know. I guess when I started picking up a guitar at like 16, I started to kind of really try and work on writing songs and just writing stuff that, you know, I know I was young and I'm still, I guess I'm still, as a 25-year-old, you know, I've still got a lot of wisdom ahead of me. But I guess when I started releasing music and people started to really connect with it, I was like, okay, there's something here, you know. I guess people are liking what I've written, so you know, that just makes me more excited for the new stuff to come, because we're on tour at the moment. We've been showcasing new songs, and people have just been messaging me going, "Come on, when are these songs coming out? Songs coming out?"
Oh, that's so great.
So yeah, it shows, you know, that I guess I've still got it.
Well, sure. That must be the joy of being live. I mean, if you write a song and you do it in the studio, you don't know what reaction from the public's going to be. Yeah. But if you're out there singing it live, you're probably seeing automatic reactions to the song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes when we... you know, when you come to a show, you know, when you've heard a song just, you know, through the radio or through a track, or it is very different when you come to hear it live. You know, things are very different, and it's very it's kind of spontaneous. And we knowing me, like when it's on the show, when I'm on tour, you know, we kind of don't really know where the song's going to go, so sometimes it changes a lot.
Speaking of your tour life, you hear of artists that, you know, they have the really extravagant riders, you know, where they want all just blue M&Ms or blue drinks everywhere. What's on your rider? I'd love to know.
Actually, we kind of dialed it down. There's not really much kind of... I remember sometimes we'd rock up to venues and they'd sort of go, "Yeah, we've got your rider for you." And most of the time it was just like a bit of water and a bit of tea, which is so bad, which I probably need to be a little bit more exciting. I remember one time, like my piano player, he loves, like, he's into fitness like crazy, so he's always requesting like protein balls and like and all the protein stuff. And then one time, like a venue like made so much fun of him for all the protein stuff he ordered, he eventually I've told him to not have it on the rider anymore. So
how boring. You go out on tour, you're out after a gig, you're in a club, you can get a party and have a great time, and your piano player goes, "I've got to go home because I've got to be up at the gym at 5.
Literally. So I'm trying to have a good time, and then he's got to, you know, hit the hay because he's got to be up at like 5 a.m. So
love that dedication.
I know.
Look, last year on Joy, we had a huge competition to win tickets to see Cher. And we need to say thank you very much because you did a little recording of Believe. So let's play it. Let's let everyone hear how wonderful your vocals are.
I tried to find this the other day. I really wanted to hear it. So yeah, go for it.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me.
This is my favourite, this one.
Can't break through.
For those just listening in, this is Taylor Henderson's cover of Believe. Gorgeous.
It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it.
I have to put this on a USB for you and give it to you. This feels so good.
Did you get to go and see Cher?
I didn't, no.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. How was she? Did you go and see her?
Yeah, unfortunately, I went twice. Remember, I'm a 50-year-old gay man, so, I mean, we live for the Cher.
No, that's so... How was it? Was it good?
Look, she was better than what I thought we were
going to
get.
Oh, okay, that's good.
She's like 182 or something, or 72. She gets up there and actually says, you know, people bitch about that I take my time in between changes because, well, you know, all I can say is, what the hell's your grandmother doing?
Give it a crack. Well done.
But sung fantastic, was great. You know, there wasn't the whole...
Was there a big production?
Over the top. I mean, her hair was bigger than her. It was bigger than the elephant she rode in on. Nice. It was fantastic.
Very nice.
So not long after you came into Joy on a Thursday breakfast last year, I believe you went on a family holiday, but you had to leave it very quickly because of a little accident.
Oh, a little tooth.
A little oral thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, what accident are you talking about? Yeah, that's right. Basically, we had a couple of days left, but I jumped into the pool and completely, broke my, basically this whole tooth came out. So
was the water that hard?
Sorry?
Did you hit the water?
I actually smacked like a stair, like a submerged stair. Like I dived in and I didn't see it there, and a chip went straight through my lip. Tooth broke off through my lip as well, and I had to get like stitches there. Like,
see, that just worries me. I'm already getting the mother instincts.
Taylor, we've got a game to play. Look, a picture says 1,000 words, so does a video, but sometimes that's not enough.
Okay.
Now, Creepy Andy stalks your Instagram daily. It's it's part of his morning routine.
Bloody hell, Andy.
and he sees some things that he'd love and we'd love to know a little bit more about. Tom, here's the first one.
So recently there was an Instagram story and you seemed to be chasing something around a hotel room. I believe it was a frog in a sock. Is that what happened?
That's actually correct, yes.
So what was going on? What were you doing?
So basically we were up in northern Queensland, right? And then we came back, but we were actually staying at an Airbnb. And I, the dickhead I am, left the door open. So, but it was like in this remote place. So it was really nice. But when we got back, there was about like 7 frogs inside.
If it's North Queensland, you sure they weren't cane toads?
Well, that's what we weren't sure about. We didn't know whether they were poisonous or not. So we So we as we do, instead of worrying about death, we just filmed the whole thing. So yeah, and we put everything up. And then we got so many people commenting, going, oh, they're, yeah. So
did you get it out?
It took a little while. It actually took a lot longer than what it was on the actual Insta story. A lot of it was painful because it kept going under the bed.
Scared. They're hard to get.
Yeah.
When we built the house, I had a septic in the toilet. The frogs used to come up through the toilet. And my youngest daughter's first time she went to go to the toilet screamed because the frog was looking.
No. Yeah.
So we used to have a coat hanger that would sit next to the toilet. And every time before she'd go, I'd have to run the coat hanger around the rim to make sure.
Swatting it, trying to get.
Well, just to pull the frogs out from under the rim because if they're in the middle of doing their business, it's not a good way to teach children how to go to the toilet when there's a green frog looking up at you.
I know, definitely. Wrong hole.
I feel so white privileged when I hear your stories sometimes, raised in a little white toilet. Look, I want to know, because Andy says that's the classiest of places you've stayed. Apparently you've stayed in a couple of dodgier places.
I have. Yeah, I really have.
Do you have any worse stories than a frog chasing
I remember one time we stayed at this place. This is pretty bad. I can't believe I'm saying this. It was in Lismore, actually.
I love Lismore.
Oh, do you actually? Lismore? It was really nice. The place really nice, but the hotel that was booked, we got free accom. So we're like, sweet. Yeah. Well, that's great. Sounds good. Save a bit of coin. We get there. I'm not kidding. Like, this is the first time I've had to actually ring my manager and go, I don't think we can stay. Like, the floors were wet. The bed was actually coated in God knows what. yeah, it really wasn't pleasant. And the only towel that we had was drenched. So kind of had to go somewhere else. So yeah, that was pretty bad too. And I walked out and me and my piano player just looked at each other and just started pissing as I was laughing, going, we actually physically can't stay here. So.
But that's half the joy, isn't it? Not knowing what you're getting into.
The best part about it is the story, is the fact that we look at each other and go, remember that time we stayed in that place that was basically covered in whatever.
Real rock gods should come back with some form of disease after a tour. If you're not getting it from the lovely fans, you're going to get it from your hotel room.
I know.
Welcome to Lismore.
Yeah, win-win.
We're going to ask you one more.
I saw you in your leathers hanging onto a Harley. Oh, was it a Harley or a little Vespa?
Yeah. What was this? Oh, no. I'm trying to remember this.
You had leathers on last week and you're hanging onto a little Vespa and instead of having a helmet, you've got some little bikey thing on.
Apparently
what were you doing?
$25 to get a photo with a little scooter.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Oh, I'm on a scooter. I'm thinking, what a helmet? What's going on? But that's right. So we paid $30 because we did a show up in the Gold Coast. We had there it is. Yeah. So we did a show up there.
Bad boys for life.
It was so awesome, right? So the whole time at the Gold Coast, like it's beautiful, it's sunny. But we had one show, and the next show was about 5 days away. So we spent 5 days in the Gold Coast. So by the time you're late on the beach and going out and had a good time, we're like, well, we should hire some scooters.
So you hired some. Have you been to the Gold Coast?
I went to schoolies there,
did you actually?
Yeah. Oh. And I did ride around on one of those scooters like an absolute hoon.
They're so good.
They're awesome. Yeah.
The best part about it was we went there and they closed at about 6 o'clock and we went there at about, we rocked up at about, 10 to 6 and we said, we'd like to hire them out for an hour and they said, we close in an hour. So we're like, oh, that's a shame or whatever. And then they said to us, just take them overnight. So basically we were riding all night and we hired them for like $30 and in the morning we took that photo. So
they've been doing it for years. Like, I'm 50 and I went there when I was 16, 17.
They're so awesome, yeah.
And that was my first ticket I ever got was at Southport.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not allowed to take the Vespas out of surface. And I went across the bridge to Southport to go and visit somebody and do some. First ticket in my life I ever got. I was so excited.
Well, congratulations. Taylor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's great meeting you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcast. podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.